The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but didn't see it, and to hear what you hear but didn't hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of the grandparents of God. All that we know about them essentially comes from the pseudo-gospel of St. James, one of these Gnostic texts that are full of a whole bunch of crazy stuff published to advance a philosophy 100 to 200 years after Jesus was alive. But while we can't trust a lot of that pseudo-gospel any more than we can trust the Unabomber's manifesto, it can get some names right, can get some essential facts down, and we can trust a few of the facts there. The first is the names of Joachim and Anne. That's where we get them. Second is that they had conceived Mary very late in life, that they were preparing for death under, according to Jewish mentality, what was supposed to be the curse of sterility. That if God really blessed a man and a woman, if he really loved them, then they would be graced with children. And they were dying childless. And so Joachim went out into the desert to pray for 40 days with fasting. And St. Anne did a double lamentation, was basically crying twice as much as anybody would be possible to cry, begging for God to take away their shame. The archangel came to St. Anne and said, "Your prayer has been heard," and likewise to Joachim. They were able to conceive in their old age a child. We see that pattern several times for certain in sacred scripture. Why did God make them wait so long? So that they'd be able not only to increase their longing for a child, but so that they would grasp and we would grasp that every child comes through an incredible gift of God. When newlyweds on their honeymoon conceive a child, it's tempting for them to think this was just a biological act. When they continue easily to conceive children, they can just say, "Hey, this is just the birds of the bees being played out in human life." When you conceive a child very late in life, after longing for decades, even miraculously postmenopausally, you know that that's not just the consequence of a biological action. But every child comes from God, and they were wanted by God to grasp this extraordinary lesson, lesson we should never forget, whether conceiving children has been easy or excruciatingly difficult. Next lesson is, as soon as Mary was born, because of the promises made by Anne and Joachim while she was gestating within them, they were going to consecrate her to the Lord. They knew that this was a gift from God, but not for their own selfish glory, that they were to consecrate that child to God's glory. So they did right after birth. And they started to bring over all types of priests in order to bless the child. They wanted to bring the child up to the temple to sort of grow up in the confines of the temple. Joachim wanted to bring her on her second birthday. Anne said, "No, let's wait until she's totally weaned, so she's going to long for God more than she will for me." They raised her in that faith. They passed on that great longing for God, that great gratitude to God, that great wisdom that God Himself had given them. What was conceived in Anne's womb was, after Mary's virginal conception of Jesus, the single greatest miracle in the history of the world. That Mary was conceived immaculately in St. Anne's womb. Anne didn't realize it at the time. She had no idea what God's plan would be for a daughter. No one ever does for a child or a grandchild. But they knew that that child was a gift from God, whereas giving that child back as a gift was going to raise that child in the faith. And God handled all the rest of the details. Today in the first reading from Sirach, tells us about the most important things of all. Praises those godly ancestors whose virtues will never be forgotten. What's their wealth? Their wealth is not contained in safety deposit boxes. It's not contained in houses or lands. It's not contained in stock certificates. Their wealth remains in their families, their heritage with their descendants. Through God's covenant with them, their family endures. That their great inheritance was passing on that great gift of the covenant. That their wealth was fundamentally spiritual. That their heritage was godly. It's an incredible lesson that we need to grasp today on this feast of the grandparents of God. They passed on the treasure of the faith to Mary. And that was what allowed her, as the great early saints of the church said, to conceive the Word of God first through her ears and her heart before she would ever conceive Him in her womb. They raised her in that covenant. And according to her humanity, she passed that great gift, that great culture of faith, on to Jesus wherever they were journeying, whether it be Bethlehem or Egypt or Nazareth or elsewhere. That's the second great lesson we learn from them about what our real inheritance ought to be. Pope St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis have all started what I call the Magisterium of Senescence. Popes are living longer today, and faithful are living longer today. So whereas 500 years ago it would have made no sense for the popes to be giving beautiful letters, beautiful documents, beautiful homilies, beautiful self-reflection on the meaning of Christian aging, they have been. One of the most important things they've been stressing is the older we get, the more concerned we need to be about the legacy we're going to leave. And the legacy we're going to leave has got to be fundamentally about faith. Fundamentally about faith, that we need to pass on wisdom. And not just the wisdom that we get from experience. Watch out for that garage mechanic. He's going to take you to the cleaners. No. The wisdom that comes through reflecting on that experience in prayer and the wisdom that comes from a lifetime of meditating on the Word of God. That wisdom says at the end of today's readings, reading from Sirach, at gatherings after they've died, their wisdom is retold. Their wisdom is retold. Sometimes at gatherings you see it at wakes. See it some of the times in words of remembrance. You see it at anniversaries, Christmas parties after a loved one has died. They talk fundamentally about how Pepe was an avid Red Sox fan. Or how Vavu was a cutthroat pinochle player. Or either of the one or the other was made a mean lasagna. All totally useless. Let's be honest. How things would be different if when gatherings happen, whether wakes or words of remembrance or Christmases thereafter, and the grandkids got together and they said, remember when Pepe said this to us? He was right, you know. And it changed my life. And when mi abuela said this to me, and it got me from the bad path and on to the right one, and I learned from her the real wisdom of prayer, that God's really most important. And how much even greater if in the grandchildren of our grandchildren and their grandchildren, these stories are still being told because they were passed on so effectively from the top on down of that family tree. And the only way that'll ever happen is if we make it our intention that more than anything else, we're going to pass on that wisdom If you're going to leave a will, with your will, write a letter to all your grandkids, each one by name, and pass on that wisdom. But don't just wait until you croak. Start doing it now. How important that is. That's what Joachim and Anne did. At gatherings, their wisdom is retold. At this gathering, Joachim and Anne's wisdom is being celebrated. As we prepare to receive the body and blood of their grandson here at Mass, through the union of their flesh in their daughter Mary, we ask through their intercession that we might learn the lessons of this day, how to always be grateful to the Lord for every miracle gift of the conception of a child or a grandchild, how we can be so grateful to the Lord for His having passed on the wisdom of the faith to us through all those who have played Mary's or Joachim and Anne's in our own life, to ask us to be, and to ask them to intercede so that we might be strengthened through this communion that we have, so that we might pass on, as of the greatest importance of all, this faith that we ourselves have received, so that at the end of time we might join Joachim and Anne in that kingdom where the glory of the saints will never be blotted out. Praise be Jesus Christ. Now and